the one who does not think deeply.
So it depends on what is the factor at that moment.
Right. What is the conditioning factor, whether it's the Bhavanga-citta or the desirable object. And the last one is interesting, because we all think, oh, it'd be nice to just be a happy kind of person, but one of the conditions is the person who doesn't think, not thinking deeply.
About life. Death.
Right. Okay. So condition for happiness. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. When we talk about Somanasa, it doesn't mean that at that time it's so very happy. It can be just very slight pleasantness.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I would have thought that thinking about life and death and that sort of thing, you know, could be a condition for more happiness, because less worry and
less pleasant feeling.
Less pleasant feeling. Less agitation and
also less pleasant.
Less
feeling.
Pleasant feeling. Okay. Less jollity.
Well, we know that kusala arises with indifferent or pleasant feelings. So why would any wise reflection result in less pleasant feeling? Less unpleasant feeling for sure, but why less pleasant feeling?
With attachment.
Right. Yes, attachment. More indifferent feeling. Mm-hmm.
With attachment.
Is there any point in referring to Buddhist and non-Buddhist jhana, or we can just say jhana citta is the same regardless?
Yeah, so what is Buddhist?
Kusala.
If one is not Buddhist, there is still kusala moment.
Yeah, but there's also akusala jhana.
Jhana is kusala.
But there's right jhana, wrong jhana.
Yeah, when we talk
you
about
can have wrong jhana
factor or jhana pachya, right. It includes also akusala.
Right.
I think that when we talk about jhana pachya, it's different from what we understand by the word jhana. Just talking about the jetasikas, which are jhana, vitaka vijara, can arise with either kusala or akusala.
Now, if the wrong jhana factors are developed, can it lead to absorption?
No, not at all. One might mistake that it is, but it's not.
Right.
What would that be?
Wrong,
just the level of samadhi, but not upajara, because upajara must be kusala. It's close to apana, which is the kusala jhana.
But these people who develop evil powers by concentrating...
Akusala jhana, not upajara.
Right, but just a high level of concentration, but akusala.
Mm-hmm. Can condition such things that happen.
So they can condition special powers and so forth.
Wrong, because it's akusala.
But it can still be very high level of concentration.
But not upajara.
Not upajara.
Yeah. So one can see that how upajara is much more higher than that.
Yes. Could those unwholesome concentration lead to things like being able to recall past lives?
No, that must be samma. But to remember is another thing.
What do you mean?
Some can remember past life, but not recollection of past life with panya and sati.
What is the difference?
No panya.
Well, that would be the outcome of having maybe developed jhana in previous lifetime, wouldn't it? But in this lifetime, if the wrong factors are developed, then there can still be remembering, but it's not wholesome.
So, in recollection, there is not just remembering.
It has to be panya.
So it's also recalling the conditions happened.
The first watch, the second watch, the night before he became enlightened, the Buddha became enlightened. The first watch, the second watch, and then the third watch. The different watches.
So can wrong jhana lead to remembering past life?
Just remembering, or without wrong jhana, that someone can remember past life, but not all. just some part, right or wrong, we don't know. But when it's the recollection, it has to be the correct one.
So the difference between remembering and recollecting isn't the amount of detail, but the panya that knows.
When it's detail. Not panya, it's not the detail at all, just some part. Okay. Not can the whole we, life.
Can we tie that to vipalasa? In remembering there will be vipalasa, and in recollection.
Whenever akusala citta arises, it's vipalasa.
Can wrong jhana lead to wrong vipalasa? Can wrong jhana lead to
anything
wrong
can
view?
Can lead to wrong view when like there is no understanding.
Like anupatthi has jhana.
Jhana is kusala.
So Tanupathivatasjana is
kusala.
But he still get wrong view.
No wrong view. He had he was jealous.
Who are we talking about?
Devadatta.
Oh, Devadatta.
He's a kusala jhana. And why do we have to think about akusala jhana, and what is it? What do you mean by akusala jhana?
When the citta is akusala, jhana cannot be kusala because citta is akusala.
She said akusala jhana factors, not akusala jhana as such.
Akusala jhana factors. You mean mental factors?
So we can call that just samadhi, some kind of samadhi.
Whose?
The wrong jhana factors.
But not devadattas.
Not devadattas.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if someone had some partial recollection of past lives.
Remembering?
Well, remembering, recollecting.
Is different from recollecting.
I'm trying to understand the difference because both may be being able to recall details from past lives.
Not details, just some part, some happenings.
Some happenings. So both may be recording some past happenings.
For recollection, it's not like just some part.
Okay.
It has to be developed by panya, jhana, the rupa jhana, arupa jhana, and then practice until it can remember just from this moment.
Any details. So, but isn't it only the Buddha that can?
Not only Buddha.
Recall any detail.
Not only Buddha who can recollect, but he is the foremost.
Question another way. If a person in this lifetime has a kind of spontaneous experience which they think might be jhana from a previous lifetime,
they can think anything.
Right. Any way of knowing whether it is or not?
It depends on panya, whether there is panya or not, or just thinking with a panya, assuming or.
I mean, with the Buddha's recollection, because he was foremost, anything he put his mind to, he could recall instantly. But for the other,
much less.
The others, much less. So, but can we say they could still recall anything they
when it's recollection with panya,
must be.
It depends on how skillful that he was.
But it's still understanding the citta or the dharma as if. By Navata Paramana, like it is the fresh one at this moment. So that's the difference between remembering and recalling.
Right.
Because remembering is just thinking about concepts, but the recollecting is the directly knowing those.
The recollecting must be the result of panya at level of jhana.
Well, also it has to be developed in a particular way, doesn't it? You know.
Certainly.
Yeah. So if a person has an involuntary recollection of a previous lifetime, then that wouldn't be a jhana thing. Can I ask about the different jatis? Kusala, akusala, vipaka, kriya. Is the significance of knowing about different jatis to help understand of the way things are conditioned differently?
No mistaken between kusala and akusala,
right.
Either.
No mistake. Not mistaking akusala for kusala, for example.
And vipaka and kusala,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
Does it help to understand jhanas?
Yeah, because most people think that they has to do this because of their own karma,
right.
But it's because of their own accumulation.
Right.
Okay. To understand vipaka jati, does that mean one has to understand that moment as being a result of karma? Is the understanding of that as vipaka jati the same as understanding that as having been conditioned by previous karma, or is that something different?
First of all, there must be the understanding of the characteristic of nama. Otherwise, it's just only thinking about
it. Yeah, so step by step. Well, I don't know if it's kusala, but I certainly find that thinking about the different jatis, kusala and akusala, and vipaka particularly, being very helpful. Reflection on that is very helpful, I think, to one's equanimity in life. Yeah.
Can I ask the jhana, can jhana be practiced without intention, really? Can jhana be practiced unintentionally? Yeah.
Intention is jetana, and it arises with each citta.
Well, for example, to me, I don't want to practice any kind of jhanas. But
it's not you. All jetasikas and citta.
Yeah, if metta jetasika is developed, can it be jhanas?
What is jhana then? What is jhana then?
Well, because when it's been developed and it gets stronger and stronger, can it be jhana?
When it's jhana, it's jhana. When it's not, it's not.
So if you like to practice jhana, or if I like to practice jhana, I have to do a special way.
No.
Something.
You have to understand the danger of akusala.
If I don't mind.
You don't mind, so you do not develop jhana.
But my metta still.
Because one has to see the harm of attachment in order to develop jhana. One has to see the harm of avicca in order to develop vipassana or sthipatthana. Without these panya, why do you do that? Just for the sake of yourself?
So just because I don't see the harm of any attachment, or I don't see the harm of any...
So lopa lead you to do something that you mistake that for jhana.
So I don't have to think about developing of jhana as
well. Because it will not be jhana at all. By thinking that I'll do or I'll practice jhana. Why jhana? Why not kusala at this moment? See? Why do you think of jhana? Why now kusala or akusala?
Oh, actually, I don't think about much about jhanas, but if my metta is developed,
now,
can be jhana?
Now, and you know that it's only kama vajra or rupa vajra.
It's kama vajra.
So it's not rupa vajra. It's not jhana. Develop it, and then you know by yourself. No mistaking.
And how can rupa vajra jhana be developed?
When panya grows.
By understanding the way to develop.
When citta is kusala, and that can be the understanding of kusala citta at that moment as kusala citta.
You have to have the panya to differentiate between kusala and akusala.
Janka, when lokottara citta arises, it's jhana?
No.
Does jhana...
We call appana, but not samadhi. Appana aramana. Because at that moment, the panya, the lokuttara panya, experienced nibbana, fully experiencing in all.
Full absorption?
No, not absorption. Otherwise, there must be Arya with jhana only.
So, for absorption, it must pass through stages, is that it?
By samatha.
So that concentration at that level of lokutra citta is not equivalent to jhana concentration?
It's not the jhana, but the way it experiences nibbana is like the way jhana citta experiences right. The object. Mm.
So this is why it's called jhana.
Right, equivalent to.
When samasamadhi is described in terms of the four jhanas, is that a reference to?
Sometimes Buddha talk about the highest one.
I see.
Yeah. In order that it's not just only this level.
I see.
Okay. But it can go through.
Through.
So when it is talking about fourth jhana, for instance, it is referring to those who attain through practice of jhana.
Well, there are other ways that samasamadhi is described in the suttas apart from the four jhanas, aren't there?
What about the vipassana jhana?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Vipassana jhana experiences the characteristic of reality,
mm-hmm.
and jhana does not experience it.
Correct.
So the samadhi must be different.
Yes. I'm just trying to think of the way other ways of samadhi is described apart from the four jhanas in the suttas.
And what about the moment of satipatthana?
Yeah, it's not. It's not upajara, it is only kanika.
But it is samma.
It is samma because of panya.
Can anyone remember the sutta description of samasamadhi apart from the four jhanas?
No need, because you see that for the development of satipatthana, it does not say that it has to be upajara or apana.
No.
So, what does it mean? When no need to have the jhana to be aware.
So the moment of lokutra citta nibbana is with apana ramana, but we say it is equivalent to the way jhana experiences
right.
its object.
Because of that.
Because of that.
Okay.
But why because of that? Because if it's only...
So it's apana aramana because it experienced aramana the same way as jhana experience object.
Well, yeah, people are going to remain skeptical and have their own ideas about it. So even if it was a layout, you know, it just wouldn't, people wouldn't be convinced.
I think that most people talk about the highest point,
yeah.
but not the point which will lead to that highest point.
That's correct, but...
So how can there be the understanding of the highest point when there's no understanding of the first point?
But people get the idea that because of the way samasamadhi is described, that they have to...
But what about the Eightfold Path?
What about the
Eightfold Path? Samasamadhi is there too.
That's what I mean.
So it's not jhana.
But it's samasamadhi is described in terms of the four jhanas.
As those are also samasamadhi?
Yes.
So it depends on the way he talk about
yes,
the whole teachings.
Yes, depends on what they think
yeah?
the Eightfold Path
the Buddha, I mean.
Yeah.
Why was it called Appana Aramana? Is it because it's the object of the Lokuttara citta?
It's Nibbana. And the moment when Lokuttara citta experiences Nibbana, it's like the way jhana citta experiences its object. What is it? The first question must be always, what is it? Even we talk about Dhamma, Vipassana, jhana, or any word, any reality, what is it? If we do not really understand it, we cannot understand better and better to that point.